This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What range, RJ, do you think the Dallas Mavericks are in the ESPN Power Rankings?
I would probably say somewhere between 9 and 13. I'll go with 11. I'll split the difference.
Wow, that high up.
Well, I mean, you know, the West is you know, we think considerably better than the East, just based on the number of teams that are kind of guaranteed in there. So yeah, I think that they're that high up. I mean, I think there's only probably about three or four teams in the Eastern Conference that would even be on par with many Western Conference teams. So yeah, I'll say that.
You're right. They're 10th.
Oh,
10th in the power rankings. Last week they were 12th. Their title odds are plus 4,000.
High.
Plus 4,000. Here's the write up. Luka might have exercised some demons, as Rick Carlisle called them, with his clutch time dominance against Milwaukee. The 21-year-old superstar has struggled to close games this season, but he forced OT with two free throws and took over the game as a facilitator, dishing out four of his career-high 19 dimes. Carlisle said the guy is a phenomenal player. He's getting better by the hour and by the day. That was Luka's 12th 30-point triple-double of the season. Only eight players in NBA history have more such performances in their career. So there you go with the Mavs at number 10 in the NBA power rankings.
Do you think that's too high? You really?
Well, let's go through the teams above them. Let's go through the teams above them and see where you would put them. Milwaukee, they have at 1. Disagree. Toronto at 2. I can see Toronto at 2. Who's your pick to come out of the East right now? I think I'm going to pick Toronto.
Oh! I'll pick Milwaukee and that's saying something because, you know, I know Toronto's playing well, but that their home court is legit in for regular, right? And now without that, I mean, how dominant are they? I don't know I would pick that.
And I always make a big deal out of not having your second star. I don't even have one star in Toronto. They're just such a great team.
Yeah.
Like, they just play together so well, and I don't know if I trust Chris Middleton as the number two, but they do have the freak, and that's name-wise anything more than what Toronto has. So ESPN has Milwaukee 1, Toronto 2, the Clippers at 3, the Lakers at 4, Denver at 5, the Rockets at 6, so far I have no issues, Boston at 7, Miami at 8. Miami is one of those teams. I just hate the Miami Heat. I don't know. I've never liked them. I've never liked them when they were in the 90s, even with, you know, Tim Hardaway and Zoe. I don't like their style of play. Yeah. I hate their crowd. I hate their arena. I've never liked the Miami Heat. And this is a team that I should be watching. They got a bunch of different young players, and I just don't care to pay attention to them. So I know I've disrespected them from an attention standpoint.
To me, that's where you draw the line in the Eastern Conference on being better than the Mavericks. I think all those teams, I could easily say, are better than the Mavericks. I'm not buying that the Mavericks are worse than Philadelphia, especially without Simmons. I'm not going to buy that they're worse than Indiana. Who else would be there? The Nets, certainly not. So, that's where you draw the line. You know, after those four Eastern Conference teams, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and Miami, I'm drawing that line. That's where the Mavericks would go, and the Mavericks are, you know, 7th in the West, there's your 11.
You know another team that we really disrespected, and this guy deserves Coach of the Year votes? Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Sandler's the only one that's on them. That's it. Sandler loves Oklahoma. He thinks Oklahoma City is tremendous.
He's called the Athletics, Oklahoma City, but he did say the Rangers would be like he called the Rangers the Bronx Bombers.
Yeah, they're Murderers Row. Yeah, the 27 Yankees. That's what they are.
Yeah. He said they would have Murderers Row and that Rugi would shut everybody up. And here Jared is furiously typing right now as we speak because we're overhyping what he said about the Rangers offense and Rugi. Oklahoma City,
holy
number 9.
Holy smokes!
And then the Mavericks at is that going to be his signature call?
Yeah, you got the holy cow, and then he's going to go with the holy smokes.
Holy smokes!
You heard him put me in the lineup the other day, right?
I did hear that. That was good. That was solid.
Sean Suchu?
Yeah. It's amazing because we all know, we've all been guilty, we've all done this. Like, we get a text from somebody in the middle of a show, and it pops up, and you read it, you see it. And even if you're not trying to pay attention to it, your eyes go to the notification, and you see it on the notification. And he's doing the call. There's a long drive by Sean Suchu.
There's one away in the top of the fifth, and that brings up Sean Sharif. Shin Suchu.
And I texted him right there to be like, you want to come on tomorrow? And I thought he was going to get mad at me for texting him during the game. He can't say anything, though, because he writes me paragraphs during this show.
Right.
So if you're writing me during this show, I can write you during a game, even when you're the new voice of the Rangers.
Yes, and it's perfect because it's happened. We've all done this. We've all been reading something and said something at the wrong time. Yeah. Totally normal. We just never did it on a Major League Baseball broadcast.
No, never on a never on a Major League broadcast, but maybe a major market radio show.
Dirk's flu or fever, LeBron's flame out, or what else X factor was it? It sounded good in my head.
Hey, do you have a library of those?
Absolutely, yeah, I do.
Can you play one more? No, there's one more. Oh, my God.
The Cowboys at training camp. My word, are the lights on, and is the star-studded scene set?
Oh, my God. One more. Tell me you got one more that can top that. Tell me you got one.
How
one.
Good is Ken this Mavericks defense?
Oh, my God.
God, I'm such a moron.
I cry. I don't know if those are just as good as the Legends calls. I can't say they're better. I'm crying right now.
Man.
All right, Chop, you got to take over the MLB power rankings with the Rangers after they lost yesterday 10-2 to Seattle. Where are they going to end up on this? Was Corey Majors trolling us yesterday in crosstalk when he goes, I've changed my mind about the Rangers? I can't tell when he goes like to this tone, and I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or real, and that he believed in a Ranger turnaround.
I would think he probably does believe it. I think he does believe it. I don't know how, but he does believe it. The power rankings in Major League Baseball from National Baseball Writers on ESPN. Let's just set the over-under at 19.5 because they currently are one of the top 8 teams in the American League.
Worse than 19th. Easy.
Worse than 19th?
Worse than 19th.
They are, in fact, worse than 19th.
Okay, so these writers are not buying into them, technically a playoff team.
Nope, they are not. They, in fact, and this is what bothers me about this, though. And I guarantee, and I get it, you can't go based on a 3-game sample. But they have the Angels 5 spots ahead of them, who they just swept.
Yeah.
Who are 5-11. The Angels are at 19th. The Rangers are at 24th. Last week, they were at 23rd. Now, the one thing they do bring up in this is Lance Lynn has, they believe, a legitimate chance if he continues this pace. That's a huge if.
Yeah.
Because he is right now phenomenal. He's allowed 10 hits in 23 and a third innings. I mean, that's pretty darn good. 1.16 ERA.
He's a bulldog, man.
He's
a dog.
Right now,
he got a nasty disposition out there. Mm-hmm. He's yelling and screaming. He's cursing going back. He looks like an angry SOB, and I love it.
Yep, 30 strikeouts in 23 and a third innings. Just allowed 3 runs in those innings. 10 hits allowed. And they are saying he has a legitimate chance, if he keeps this up. Again, big if, of challenging Shane Bieber, who is, man, I got his card in MLB The Show. That dude's on fire. And Garrett Cole for Cy Young, for short season Cy Young. Now, if the Rangers wind up going, 20-40, he's not going to win the short season Cy Young. They're just probably not going to give it to somebody whose team is 20-40,
right.
Even though he would probably account for half their wins.
And they gave it to DeGrom, although they weren't that bad.
But
yeah.
DeGrom also had just an unbelievable season, like Lance Lynn's having right now. So they're talking about potentially he might be able to challenge Bieber and Cole for that short season Cy Young. But he's become a better strikeout pitcher in his 30s than he ever was with the Cardinals. And like I said, 246 strikeouts last year. It's not the 300, but that 300 number is just so hard to hit. And then the strikeout numbers this year, I mean, he's averaging basically a strikeout and a half per inning. That's pretty good. Really good. His whip, walks plus hits to innings pitched, is under 1. You know who it's under 1 for usually? Closers. Not starting
wow.
pitchers, okay? It's phenomenal what he is doing.
So they got the Rangers at 24th out of 30 teams.
Yeah, one ahead of the Tigers, who somehow are 8-5 and just battering the baseball. Like, just
why is Boston so bad?
Well, they traded away Mookie and David Price.
David Price opted out. They traded him to the Dodgers, my bad.
Yep, they lose Chris Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then they had an opt-out. They did have an opt-out as well. But, Verdugo's a good player, but he's not an established player the way that Mookie Betts was. And then, from the rest of their pitching staff, there's been some injuries there. They just haven't been very good. Like, Nathan Eovaldi is nothing right now. And when they re-signed him, they thought, oh, man. When they won the World Series in 2018, he was a big part of that playoff rotation.
But back to the Rangers. Go ahead, yeah. Sean.
No, the Rangers are no longer a wild card team in the West. That is the armpit in second place. The Astros are 7-9, and the Rangers fall back to 6-9, 5 games back of the Athletics at the top of the division, Troy.
But you're saying they're no longer a wild team with this kind of shortened season. That could change in the blink of an eye. So, RJ, you're telling me that the Rangers, even though they're ranked there, they still have a legitimate shot somehow to squeak into the playoffs, right?
Of course.
And if they squeak in, then they're going to be in a playoff series.
Yes.
And they'll play multiple games.
Oh, my God.
Well, it took a while, but game 6 or game 4, whatever it was on. Yes, go ahead.
Michael Irvin says the Cowboys just added Kevin Durant next on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.